Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing, they do not see, and hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive, for the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them.'" Jesus Christ, Matthew 13. This is Jim, part 4, about healing. Jesus saves, Jesus heals. Wonder and Reality, please visit our website, wonderreality.org, for free materials. In this passage, famous passage, a foundational, absolutely eternal teaching that Jesus gives. Notice at the end that they should turn and I should heal them. Isn't that awesome? Right there in the foundational teaching that Jesus gives about speaking in parables. This is an amazing teaching. His disciples asked him, "Why do you speak in parables?" We know he spoke in parables to the public and only spoke in parables. To his disciples, he would explain things. And he talks about healing, that it's right there. And yes, healing, as I've mentioned, in every which way God offers us healing. Spiritual is the main one, emotional, psychological, and yes, physical. And you know, really, we need more than healing. We need Him. We need a new life, because there's nothing good in us. We are nothing, can do nothing. We are dead without Him. Even though we think that we're doing fine, really, we need Him for this new life. And so He provides us healing as part of that. It's awesome. And if we look at this whole teaching that was read at the beginning of this message, it's very challenging, isn't it, to hear that, to hear some of these things. You know, there's some really, just the first thing Jesus says is, we could give a trillion messages about it. Just this first, Jesus said, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. To know the mysteries. There are mysteries about the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of God, His glory, His majesty, Him. There are mysteries. And Jesus said, it's been given to you to know the mysteries. No human being probably has ever really realized lived this, except, of course, Jesus Christ, who was fully man and fully God. But other than him, no other human has been able to even come close to living this. We could spend our entire existence. Well, if we receive the Holy Spirit and we move from phase one into phase two, into phase three, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we have the equivalent of, and this is because of us, not because of him. It's because we fail, because there's nothing good in us. We fail. We miss it. We miss the mark. It's the equivalent of drinking one glass of water compared to all the oceans of the earth, what we have received. Generally speaking, what I'm saying is that, as I've said before, we will spend eternity in this, in awe and of him and his glory. And so let's continue now. Let's try to get that, you know, a glass of water every day or more. Maybe we can drink two glasses of water or three or eight or a gallon or just the amount that he wants us to have every day. And if we do that, then incredible things are going to happen. He will reveal to us he will allow us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Let's repeat it again. Because it has been given, there's the word given. Again, God's a giving God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. To know. The word there for know, I believe, is to understand the mysteries. So he's saying, you know, that we can understand these mysteries. Other people on the outside, if they don't have Jesus Christ, you know, if they don't have the Holy Spirit, to them it's a mystery, and they're not able to know it or understand it. They have no idea. They don't even know that there are even mysteries. They don't even know about the kingdom. They're so on the outside, and perhaps it's our fault that we, as the body of Christ, have not gotten the anointing. That the kingdom of God, the presence of God, we haven't gotten that. That's the only thing that will win them and allow them to know the mysteries and to be saved. It's the only thing. So really, it's our fault. And then he says, but to them it has not been given. So you remember reading in the Gospels at times when people said, this is a hard saying, who can understand it? We could almost be tempted to say that about this entire teaching here. I don't even want to go into any more of it, but it's glorious on the one hand, but on the other hand, it's challenging. This is God Almighty speaking to us. It's absolutely incredible that we even have this preserved, that we can read it. Let's just say we don't have the Bible, and a billion people on the earth don't have a Bible, and or they cannot read. They can still find Jesus Christ. As I've given some messages, if you haven't listened to them, please, I welcome you to listen to the messages about a full explanation of how it's so easy to find Jesus Christ. Every person on the earth can find him, and if they want to find the answer, they will find him, whether or not they have a Bible or not. We don't have to have a Bible. We don't have to hear the gospel. We don't have to have anyone specifically tell us the gospel or tell us about Jesus Christ, because we as human beings are helpless without the higher power in the universe who is Jehovah God Almighty and His Son Jesus Christ. We're helpless in the physical and in the natural, on so many different levels and in so many different ways. And when we realize that, that's the first step to finding Him. We're helpless. We can do nothing. We are nothing. And we must just humble ourselves before Him and realize what I just said, that we are nothing, we're dead, and we can do nothing. And that's who He looks upon. Remember the famous verse. I go back to the Bible, but the famous verse. "This is the one I esteem, says the Lord, he who has a broken and contrite spirit and who trembles at my word." "Thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, I dwell in the high and holy place and with him who has a broken and contrite spirit." Broken and contrite, someone who just, the way I just described it, that's a broken and contrite spirit. It who's knows that they're nothing, that they're a sinner, that there's nothing good. There's no, not one is good, only one, the Almighty. And so again, physical healing, yes, every kind of healing, spiritual, emotional, psychological, mental, everything, and yes, physical. And I am going to be giving messages about how to actually receive a miracle. It's so simple, just the same way as receiving Jesus Christ. We believe it, we receive it. It's relying on Him. Faith is simply relying on Him to do it. Blessings. Thank you for listening.